This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for October 15th. I'm Paul Plack. U.S. Airways has been given 30 days to respond to the FAA on a total of $5.4 million in proposed fines for allegedly operating 8 aircraft on more than 1,600 flights with conditions which violated airworthiness directives or the terms of the airline's own maintenance program. The FAA has issued an information for operators advisory focusing on small accumulations of ice, snow, frost, and slush on aircraft surfaces and their effect on aircraft performance. The National Transportation Safety Board has released a preliminary report in the case of a Bonanza that couldn't get out of ground effect and overran a runway on takeoff. To maximize value to their members, NBAA and NATA have scheduled their January shows on overlapping dates in San Antonio, Texas. Tuesday is opening day of NBAA 2009 in Orlando, but a few miles east in Port Canaveral, it's also the only day of the Business Opportunities Expo 2009, sponsored by NASA. Harrison, Hot Springs, El Dorado, and Jonesboro, Arkansas, get federally subsidized airline service starting October 26th. The Advanced Tactical Laser Weapon being developed by Boeing and the U.S. Air Force has put a hole in the fender of an unoccupied vehicle moving under remote control on the ground. A quarter of the Sikorsky S-92 helicopters used to ferry workers to and from North Sea oil rigs had been found to have cracked gearboxes, sparking an emergency investigation. And a New Zealand man has been charged with throwing a rock and shining a spotlight at a helicopter used for keeping frost off crops in his neighborhood at 4 o'clock in the morning. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, the second part of my talk with EAA's Joe Norris about revised FAA guidance on enforcement of the 51% rule. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.